Welcome to Reboot with Reagan, a podcast offering an intuitive perspective on increasing awareness and consciousness through personal empowerment and mindfulness. Thank you for joining me.
Hello, and welcome back to Reboot with Reagan for another episode on my podcast. Today's episode will be geared towards the way people treat you and how to teach them. So I often find myself teaching some of my clients and acquaintances that the way people treat you is a direct reflection of the way they feel about themselves. So don't take it personally because it has nothing to do with you. And another thing that I often find myself teaching people is people treat you the way you let them treat you. So you need to teach them well. And you can teach them by realizing that your actions speak louder than words. And that whenever you're being mistreated or whenever you're being treated in a way that you are not comfortable with or do not resonate with or do not take pride in, then you know, backing off from the situation, leaving it be, and making a very powerful statement through silence and not reaching out to that person or that group of people until they've had an opportunity to say, hey, wait a minute, where did this person go? What happened? So that they can then realize that, hey, something's missing without this person here. And then they come and reach out to you. And then you're able to say, hey, you know, I didn't really appreciate this, that, or the other. And, you know, I can't be involved with someone who would be consistent in treating me that way. And I just wanted to make it clear that I don't favor that kind of behavior or treatment towards myself and that it's unacceptable. And then just allow them to do what they will and then go move forward on your own and make your own decisions. You know, it goes back to what I've mentioned before about setting boundaries and enforcing those boundaries and not letting people cross those lines that you've drawn in the sand for yourself, because they may or may not have boundaries. They may or may not respect boundaries, but it's up to you to, you know, set your own boundaries for yourself so that you can continue living your life fully and openly and without feeling taken advantage of. That's the purpose of setting boundaries, so that you are able to be yourself within a set of parameters that you set for yourself, and you can interact with other people as long as they don't cross those boundaries, or as long as they respect those boundaries. And it's really, again, it's up to you to let them know if they've crossed those boundaries or if something they've said or done or some way that they've behaved is unacceptable in the realm of your own personal boundaries. And then, of course, you need to be willing to walk away completely if they continue to cross those lines. So if they cross the boundaries that you've set for yourself, excuse me, and you express this to them, yet they do it again, then you need to be willing to say, hey, you know, I told you about this. I really have no space for anyone in my life who doesn't respect me and my boundaries. So, you know, I can love you down the street and, you know, just put that person out of your immediate physical reality so that they can then learn their own lessons from the way that they've treated you or from the way that they've not respected your boundaries or from the fact that they've lost someone who could have been very important to them or may have been very important to them because of the way that they behaved. So It's about living life on your own terms, but also not hindering other people's growth at the same time. And so whenever you set boundaries and you respect those boundaries and you encourage others to do the same, you essentially are bringing the divine realm into the earth because of this unconditional love that you're expressing and that you feel comfortable in expressing yourself and allowing others to express themselves and having a clear communication around what is acceptable behavior and treatment and what is not. And so it's important to teach people how to treat you by having that clear communication and respecting them and encouraging them and coming from that place of unconditional love all the time. And whenever you feel you can't come from that place or something is hindering you, because we all, it's a continuous growth journey, right? We're always growing, we're always learning. So whenever you feel like you can't share that unconditional love, just be willing to and able to recognize that in yourself, but be willing to step back from it, from the situation or from the individual, and really go within to find the answers that you seek for your own personal growth and to whatever the situation may have been. So thank you so much for joining me here on Reboot with Reagan for another podcast. This is the end of the podcast. It was a pleasure seeing you. Take care.